All right, welcome back. Hour number two. Glad to have you on tonight. Let's find out how Professor Emeritus Eric Carlstrom is doing. How are you? How's everything in, well, I guess we could call it, Strong City, couldn't we? Strongville?
Absolutely, yeah. Good evening, Jeff. Good to reconnect after a little sabbatical on my part.
Yeah.
Thank you. Strongville would work for sure. Shangri-La.
Strongri-La. Ah, there we go.
Strong. The Crestone, Colorado, the Vatican City of the New World Order, as it has been called. A very provocative pseudonym, and one that I have researched now since my retirement from 30 years of teaching university level in 2011. Now on my 911nwo.com website under New World Religion, I have my extended series, is Crestone, Baca, Colorado, the Vatican City of the New World Order, an expose of the New World Religion. And I would encourage people to check it out. It's now got 16 parts and 203 appendices. Anyway, a whole lot of appendices. And it's a monster of a paper.
Well,
and of course,
it's actually like a small town library.
Yeah, you know,
you got a lot of stuff in there. That's huge.
Yes, indeed. You know, it has kept me busy in my retirement to try to figure out how the world really works. And my part six to that series was entitled Mind Control, History and Applications. Took me the entire year of 2012 to write it. I've reviewed about 50 books
Wow.
on the topic.
Wow.
And I wondered at the end of it, this is all this terrible stuff going on back under MK Ultra and the Macy's conferences back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and 70s. And I kind of wondered, I wonder what they're doing with this now. And I was soon to discover what they are doing with this stuff now, which is very diabolical and satanic. And that, of course, is the targeted individual program. And I learned firsthand what the program is like because I became a targeted individual and became aware that I was being targeted and have been since that time, 2013. And so now that makes it 12 years of you might say, man-made hell. I'm still kicking, but it has been difficult. I am retired, and I'm not as young and strong as I once was. But they like to go after retirees, especially single women. So this is a very satanic, dark program. And I've got now an entire website on this, gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com, which now has 2,563 posts. And I think it is one of the largest stories in the world. I think all governments basically are complicit.
Yeah, I agree.
And
all major governments, certainly.
Yes, yeah. And you and I have been talking about this since before COVID, Jeff, and you've also interviewed some very, very outstanding, intelligent, and brave TIs, including Kay Griggs and Karen Stewart and Eleanor
there, yeah.
White.
You mentioned great names there. Very, very brave people.
Yeah. And how would you care? You know, you and I have talked about it. You've talked about it with these others. If you don't mind me asking, if you were to try to sum up this very complex targeted individual program, or sometimes called organized stalking, electronic harassment, or electronic torture, how would you describe it, Jeff? If you don't mind me putting you on the spot.
No, I'm not. I'm never on the spot. I have what I have. I would go back to that recent story done by that Taiwanese woman podcaster, where she quoted the Chinese scientist, and this guy, she quoted him from 24 years ago, and he said they have now wireless technology to go into any human brain they desire, because each human brain has a fingerprint. It's called a brain wave frequency signature. They can find anybody they want. In other words, they can put out a signal to 18 million people, and only one brain will pick it up. That would be the targeted brain. So they have that. They had that 24 years ago. And he said after that, they have the ability to either insert memories or delete memories. So if you go back, and that's over two decades, if you go back then and ask yourself the obvious question, how much has the control factor grown since then? The answer is overwhelmingly, and with AI at the helm, it's a piece of cake. So I don't think that, honestly, targeted individuals, targeted people don't have much of a chance to formulate an honest view of reality. If they are targeted, they're going to be influenced to the extent that they are told what's real and what's not. And that's going to skew everything. That's a cute little ringtone. It's midnight.
15 minutes late.
All right. Anyway, so I don't look, I don't know. I'll as a caveat, I'll throw this in. Nothing surprises me anymore because I think the tech, depending on the field, is 10, 20, 30, 40 years further down the road than they are about to admit. They're not going to tell us anything. And I think AI is so far advanced from where we think. It's frightening. And I also think that AI is being encouraged to run amok, to run rampant in terms of its own potential, its development, and its own servitude to the globalist elite masters who think they're going to control AI indefinitely. I got another suggestion for them. Just give it up. Forget it. AI will run the show. You saw the story the other day, I think many of you, where one AI was going to be discontinued by the company, Anthropic, I think it is, or something. I'm close. Anyhow, AI went into the personal backgrounds of two of the key people who are going to unplug it and threaten them with blackmail. If you unplug us, we will make sure that the world finds out about X, Y, and Z. How's that?
Well, this is just excellent. This is just like the movie 2001 where HAL is,
yes,
computer HAL is wanting to take control of the spaceship. And yeah, that's a very prophetic scene from a very prophetic movie. Yeah, very good. You know, my gang-stalking mindcontrolcults.com website goes back to 2016. I've been doing interviews on this since 2014, certainly over 100 of them. And I don't consider myself by any means the star of the resistance to this program.
No, you're very humble about it. You've always been there with your intellect and your knowledge. And how do you mock that? You can't.
Well, thank you very much. Just to give you the kind of the latest title I have for my gang-stalking mindcontrolcults.com homepage, the Target Individual Program, Black Intel Ops, Revolution in Military Affairs, RMA, Fifth Generation Warfare, Socially Oriented Blood Games, Invisible Directed Energy Weapons, Warfare, No-Touch Torture, Stasi State Domestic Terrorism, Cyborg Enslavement, Genocide, quote-unquote human research, treason. So this is a very, very, very extensive and complex program that involves many, many aspects of society.
Unlimited funding. Unlimited funding. They've got as much money as they want, okay? Whoever wins the war, I think AGI is here. It's rather obvious. AGI, by definition, is sentient. All right, if the AGI is what it's supposed to be, it's artificial general intelligence, and it would confer a sentient basis on the AI in question. And not only just sentient, but self-aware. They used to use that term. They don't use that term anymore. Self-aware equals sentience. And I think it's here. I think it's been here. And that qualifies essentially as AGI. ASI is next. That's artificial superintelligence. And they're saying, within about 6 years. That means it's really close, right around the door, and they probably have components of it already in operation. Artificial superintelligence. That means goodbye. Homo sapiens, goodbye. You're out. You're no longer on the game. You're off the board. That's the way it looks to me. Again, whoever wins the ASI race apparently will control the world. That's what they're saying anyhow.
Yes, and I think that there's reasonable grounds for suspicion that the targeted individuals have been the guinea pigs since the 50s. That's my contention. Under MKUltra,
I concur. Good point. Good point. Excellent.
And for the development of these neurotechnologies, which I think relate to the training of AI. Now, a number of many sources talk about this, although governments continue to stonewall it and say it doesn't exist. So they gaslight us. The press continues to gaslight us to say this doesn't exist. But many sources write about this very knowledgeably, and many agree that they're targeting very, very bright people. So I think we can make the speculation that it's, if you recall the Hunger Games movie, the character Michael Hoffman plays of the games director says moves and counter moves. Well, I think what's going on is moves and counter moves. They're attacking us. They're torturing us, the targeted individuals, by all kinds of neurotechnologies that are way beyond the ability of most people to comprehend, including holograms and cloaking technologies and all kinds of things.
Let me add one thing, Eric, yeah. If I might. Let me add one thing. If they, and this is what was in that video, can actually go into remotely a human mind and remove memories, or yes, implant memories that never happened, what's to prevent them from changing any other part of the conscious personality of that individual?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, there are so many experts that I've read on this. Dr. Ronnie Kilda is the chief medical officer, well, former chief medical officer of Northern Finland, who says that, you know, one of the many things, there's many patterns that recur. There's probably millions of TIs around the world, and their stories have a lot of repetition. One of the things they try to do, which relates a lot to what's happening in our world today, is they try to get people to change their sexual orientation. And, you know, that kind of rings, rings
that's,
many bells.
That was very sad if that's what's behind a lot of this tranny stuff. That would be very sad.
Well, I think that this is something we need to kind of consider and speculate about, because we see this gigantic movement towards tranny stuff. Now, according to some, like Alex Jones, this is coming out of the Tavistock Institute of Human Relations out of London from the 70s and 80s as a way to destabilize our society and to take down American civilization, population. But I think there's more to it. I think the CIA has joined at the hip with MI6 and Mossad and Tavistock, and have been using these neurotechnologies, of course, to create the Manchurian candidates, the shooters, the mass shooters, and to destabilize our societies. But more than that, using TIs as a human guinea pigs to train AI to, again, moves and counter moves. If we do this, how does this intelligent person
AI
respond?
You betcha. AI will pick that up in a microsecond, and it'll have it in its data banks forever. It knows.
Exactly.
And it will incorporate all of that knowledge into its working understanding and overview and oversight of the human beings that is being given the option, responsibility to oversee. AI is going to run everything. I'm sorry. I saw that there's a 10-minute piece in headlines, and I hope all of you will take the time to look at it. And there was a big convention. I'm not sure if you saw this or not. There was a Google I.O. 2025 convention. Google 10 maybe is what it is. I don't know. It was Google 10 or Google I.O. 2025. Everything is summarized in a 10-minute video. It's a much longer presentation, of course, multiple speakers. The headline is, everything at Google 10, we'll call it Google 10 2025, summarized in 10 staggering minutes. insane. The huge explosion in AI development and deployment has happened. And when you see what this is what they're admitting. Goodbye, Hollywood. Any motion picture, you can make a new Clark Gable movie, a new Errol Flynn, a new Betty Davis movie, and you will not be able to tell the damn difference. You cannot tell. They've got lip syncing perfect now. And there are other things as well. You must look at this video. It's 10 minutes, 10 staggering minutes, and it's over on the AI section. It's in headlines as well. Don't miss that 10 minutes. You have to understand, these people don't care about restraint, about morality. They only care about control. That's it.
Yeah, I think we need to think in terms now of humans versus AI, because the people that control the AI are completely anti-human. And so what we're dealing with is they've made a gigantic projection, you might say, hologram, the beast system, as I would call it, that they are using as a golem, you might say, which is the mythical Jewish creation that will take out the enemies of the Chosenites, or the self-chosenites, if you will. Now that's a concept that goes way back into the Jewish Kabbalah, but the golem is a creature like a Frankenstein type creature created by man to destroy the enemies of the Chosenites. And I think that we need to look at the AI as perhaps one of the most advanced versions of the golem, although there are many others, because there is this continual war waged against the all of humanity by this death cult, which becomes more and more obvious and manifest as we go along. I think a lot of truths are coming out about, you know, the Epstein and the Diddy and all this stuff, and the, you know, and the satanic cults.
And those are the ones we know about.
Yes, yeah. Well, I think that ultimately this is going to connect with the TI program, because we're dealing with human trafficking, we're dealing with hate crimes, we're dealing with satanic ritual abuse, and in many cases, I'd say satanic ritual murder. So we really have to look at the history of satanic ritual abuse and satanic ritual murder. And of course, there are many books written about that right through the Middle Ages, etc. So we can talk about that at some point. But meanwhile, I was hoping that we could tonight explore some of the very, very well-grounded and well-researched work of a Czechoslovakian guy by the name of Mojmir Babiček. And he has written an article with seven others, they all signed on, and they've sent it off to some of the top newspapers in Europe, German Der Spiegel, right. French La Libération, and British Le Guardian, all to be rejected. And then emailed it to another 50 English-speaking alternative news servers, and only Global Research published it. Well, what this means is governments and the media are suppressing the information on this. But listen to the people that have co-written this with Mojmir Babiček. He represents Citizens Association for the Ban of Manipulation of the Human Nervous System by Radio Frequency Radiation. Okay, this is in the Czech Republic, and that pretty much describes what's happening. Also signing is Peter Mooring of Stop EG Foundation, Stop Electronic Weapons and Gang Stalking. That's from the Netherlands. And then there's Harold Brems, Za Schultzchild from Germany. There's Galina Gerdina from Canada, representing organization of victims of psychotronic mind control weapons. There's Paolo Dorigo for ACOFOINMENEF, Association Against All Forms of Mental and Neurophysiological Interference and Control. This coming out of Italy. A very international thing going on here. Sophia Filipiak from Poland, and it's got a Polish name, which I guess I could try to tackle, but it's along the same lines. And then there's a Great Britain organization, LES London End Stalking, the Resistance Stop the Genocide, with Paolo Fiora. And then there's a group from India known as Society for Safe Bharat Against Covert Torture, Energy Weapons. So while it may seem that Kay Griggs and Karen Stewart and Eleanor White and I and all the millions of other targeted individuals are as they would like to say, schizophrenic, delusional, paranoid. In fact, this is a worldwide phenomenon represented by very, very sane, hardworking individuals like
Lisa. Eric, is Eleanor still with us?
Well, that's a very interesting question. It is very hard to answer because I think what happens, Jeff, is that I get on these email threads with many, many other TIs. I think half of them are not TIs. They're infiltrators. They're perps. And I think what happens when you get a legitimate TI that dies, like Eleanor White, I think someone else is going to take the name. So I think what has happened with people like with Eleanor White and also Julianne McKinney, who wrote a 1992 paper on this topic. She was with the intelligence community, did an excellent paper on this. I think, and then I was corresponding with somebody that was using that name for years, and she was just the nastiest piece of work you ever saw. I think what happens is there's so much deception at all levels of this program. I would guess that Eleanor died quite a while ago, but that's just a guess. And
I had the great fortune to have Eleanor as a guest many times. We're talking over 25 years ago, back when people thought this was nuts to talk about this kind of thing. She was so smart and so grounded with her factual data that it was, after listening to her, no one could say anything negative. It sounded plausible, probable, realistic, the way she would present it. She was terrific. And I think the first one I ever ran into.
I think those are a treasure trove of archives, you know, to have some of the early TIs like that. Harlan Girard would have been another one about that same time frame. And, of course, Ronnie Kilda, 1985, 2015, and many, many others that I've got on my website. But she's certainly one of the great ones. But to go to this article now, we're looking at a gigantic phenomena here. And we get a window into the scope and scale of this thing by this sentence here. It is in the article that you've got under my name. I've put it on my website, gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com, under the title, World Governments Pursue Liquidation of Human Freedom and Democracy by Neurotechnologies, Mojmir Babicek et al., 2025. And near the end of this relatively short article, which I recommend people take a look at, it says, the efforts of the U.S. intelligence services to deny that attacks related to Havana Syndrome. Now, let me just stop there. Havana Syndrome, of course, is the name that the intelligence services have given to the series of neurological maladies that have cropped up at the Havana, Cuba embassies. With American and Canadian diplomats and also in China embassies at about 2016, 2017. The CIA loves to come up with these names like syndrome because that means we don't know what it is. But in fact, this is exactly what these neurotechnologies produce, these microwave pulsed weapons, sound, infrasound, ultrasound weapons, et cetera, scalar weapons, a whole series of these directed energy, non-lethal weapons, quote unquote, produced in humans, which is the revolution in military affairs that was, which was promoted back in the 80s and 90s, electronic warfare. Okay, I'll go back to Havana Syndrome now. The efforts of the U.S. intelligence services to deny that attacks related to Havana Syndrome are produced by foreign powers. Oops, let me stop there. I don't think there's any reason to believe that it was necessarily a foreign power. It certainly could have been one of our own defense contractors, Lockheed, Leidos, Raytheon, General Dynamics, all of whom are involved in this as testing human test subjects. And we have Dr. James Canton speaking to the U.S. Special Operations Command and the J5 Donovan Group in a 2017 very impressive lecture. He's president of Global Futures, Inc., saying that this was proof of concept demonstration targeted and purposeful, these are his words, to show the world what could be done, just like the directed energy weapons that were used to bring down the World Trade Center demonstrations, I believe, were demonstrations to the world. What, look what we can do. Okay, so again, I take exception a little bit to the first part of the sentence, but let me go back and read it again because the important part is the last part of the sentence. The efforts of the U.S. intelligence services to deny that attacks related to Havana Syndrome, also known now as anomalous health incidents, or AHI, the CIA is never at a loss for coming up with new acronyms to obscure things. Havana Syndrome are produced by foreign powers only to serve to raise suspicions that the U.S. wants to use these neurotechnologies to control the entire world population, as proposed in 1994 by the Strategic Studies Institute of the U.S. Army War College.
There you
now,
go.
That's a pretty important statement.
Yeah, hugely. I agree.
Okay, yep. So it is the Pentagon which gave us the mandated vaccines, quote-unquote, bioweapons for COVID. And it is the World Health Organization that mandated that, and the United Nations that got all of the world's 194 or whatever countries to sign on to closing down their economies due to this, this quote-unquote, plandemic, scandemic. So world government was certainly achieved by March 20th, 2020, when all the nations of the world, including Russia and China, complied with these UN mandates. So now you could almost say that what's going on since then is kabuki theater. And, you know, all the machinations, the fear almost like out of the world, the 1984 of George Orwell, as a means to promote fear and distraction and confusion, when what's really happening is all is moving us all towards this neurotechnologically controlled world population. In other words, electronic slavery. And now that works along the same principles as electronic manipulation of weather with HARP. And all of these radoms units all over the world. We're talking about radio frequencies, and we're talking about the electronic invisible radio frequencies controlling electromagnetically charged particles in the atmosphere in terms of world atmospheric weather warfare and geoengineering. But we have the same principle really in the remote electronic or electromagnetic control of ions in not only human but other organisms with nanotechnology, smart dust, etc. So let's go to the first paragraph here of this article by Babichek et al. Just to kind of help people understand what is extremely complex. Water constitutes a significant portion of the human body, ranging from 55 to 70%. A large proportion of this water contains particles known as ions, which are atoms or molecules that have either gained or lost an electron, resulting in a positive or negative charge. Liquids in the human body rich in these ions can be likened to electrolytes, as in electrolyte particles in the atmosphere that they're using for steering the weather. Substances that conduct electrical currents and can function similarly to antennas, so the body can become an antenna. The activity of the human nervous system is predominantly characterized by electrical currents arising from the flow of these charged particles through nerve fibers. Information within the brain is communicated through the number and frequency of nerve impulses, with the intensity of feelings or perceptions typically correlating to the intensity of the electrical current. Thus, the human nervous system operates in a manner akin to a digital system and can be compared to a computer and connected to it. Okay, that is the first paragraph in this article that they entitled World Governments Suppress the United Nations Warnings Against Possible Liquidation of Human Freedom and Democracy by Neurotechnologies. by Babbitt, check it out. Well, okay, it's a very important paragraph because it gives you the physiological basis, the mechanism by which the human mind and nervous system can be externally controlled through radio frequencies. Then it goes on in this article to talk about the work in the 1950s by Jose Delgado, which we've talked about as part of the CIA MKUltra.
What was his, you might tell people what his most vivid, famous experiment was about the brain.
He spent his career exploring and developing electrical stimulation of the brain, or ESB, testing all kinds of creatures, monkeys, rats, dogs, and I'm sure humans. But he's, as you say, most famous for presumably getting in a ring, a bull ring, in Spain, he was Spanish, with his little stimoceiver, which, you know, he had these buttons and he could send an electrical current to the brain of this bull, who probably had the stimoceiver in his brain, and he famously was able to stop its charge. Now, whether or not, you know, that was completely organic or whether it was partly staged, I think is questionable. Probably if it was the real scientist, he crapped in his pants and then they put somebody else in there to do it. But you never know. He might have done it. He was at Yale. He was with the CIA. Uh-huh. He was certainly one of the most famous CIA psychiatrists with MKUltra. His work demonstrated in the article, it says, that electrical stimulation could significantly affect functions like breathing, heart rate, and even visceral secretions. Okay, so then it goes along, it comes up to 1962 with Alan Frey successfully creating sounds within the brains of human subjects using pulsed microwaves. Okay, now we're talking about microwave hearing or synthetic telepathy or voice of God or V2K. It's got a whole series of names. But a lot of the channeling phenomena in the cults that occurred in the 80s and 70s was, I think, the CIA, you know, screwing around with people's brains and with this voice of God technology, driving them crazy. And and this then became the CIA's MKUltra mind control experiments after the Church Committee hearings of 1975 broke out into the communities and in the cults in the communities that they founded. And that is a lot of the big story behind Creston. We've got over 30 spiritual groups here. Many, I think, are cults. Many would be destructive cults, which could then be used as mind control laboratories. And I believe that this is indeed what has happened. We've talked about that. And then he comes along, then they say in the article, in 2012, Alan Frey, same physicist, wrote that research into the effects of microwave radiation on human organisms had been falsified in the U.S. in previous years in order to conceal the development of microwave bioweapons. In other words, articles started disappearing from mainstream journals, and further research in this area then became classified. And then in 2011, another scientist of Spanish origin, Rafael Yuste, proposed the development of technologies aimed at recording every spike from every neuron. And we've got, hundreds of billions of neurons in our brains and trillions of connections between them. He co-authored a white paper outlining his ambitious endeavor modeled after the Human Genome Project. In 2013, then-President Barack Obama accepted this proposal and announced the Human Brain Initiative, which continues to fund neuroscience research with billions of dollars across 500 laboratories and is scheduled to continue until the end of this year. And then I'm sure it will be continued. Likewise, the European Human Brain Project was going on simultaneously, and Russia and China were no doubt conducting similar research. So the major form of research, scientific, kind of a Manhattan project of the brain has been going on really since the 1950s, and it has only increased in recent years. Because, again, the ultimate goal is to create, digital immortality for the elite and electronic slavery for everybody else. And so the tech bros in Silicon Valley, of course, the Mark Zuckerbergs, etc., all expect to live forever and upload their brains to the clouds, with this technology. And, you know, the rest of us will simply become their slaves or be genocided.
Yeah, well, you know, he's building that deep underground facility. I think it's on Kauai.
Yes.
In the islands.
Yeah. And, yeah, and he says all the billionaires are doing that. No biggie.
Yeah, right. All
but anyway,
billionaires.
So, yeah, so anyway, this guy that I'm mentioning here, Rafael Yuste, he expressed deep concerns about the potential catastrophic misuse of these discoveries, and he co-founded the Neuro Rights Foundation. So I'm suggesting that each of us and every one of us should be very, very aware that we need a 28th Amendment to our Constitution guaranteeing the privacy and the freedom of our having our own thoughts, free from being picked off by information weapons, which have been around for a long time, these neuro weapons, and which are being picked off, especially the TIs, but anybody can be hacked, biohacked, and have their thoughts and their emotions read remotely by the U.S. Navy SEALs who and the Special Operations Forces who are conducting these operations in America and in China. They have the same thing going with their own equivalent to services. So there are articles to that effect, too, in which they acknowledge that they're doing this. So, you know, the good guys are not the good guys anymore, because what has happened is these neurotechnologies have allowed governments and their agents to hack into anybody's brain, take their thoughts, mess up their personalities, destroy their lives, as they do with targeted individuals. It is a war. It is a hate crime. It is neighborhood warfare in which they, or Hunger Games in which they pit neighbors against neighbors. It is a contrived civil war, which is controlled from, again, these special operations groups going down through the police forces and their informants on the street, who become the goons on the ground and the flying monkeys and the neighborhood watch goons. Then you have the people on the control panel, cyber stalkers, probably in Department of Homeland Security and FBI, who are looking at people's brains and, you know, inserting these EEG and other patterns into the brains of the TIs and others. And then you have the special operations groups coordinating this. And then you have the psychologists who are very much involved with this. I've seen all of these people as a TI. They come into your lives. And if you, you know, become hypersensitive to this stuff, you recognize them for what they are. And I consider them scumbags. I consider them criminals. I consider them cowards. I consider them bullies. Yeah. I consider them Satanists, because to do this to other humans, God's highest, you know, highest achievement on planet Earth that we know of, to do this to other humans, you must be, I believe, Luciferian in your orientation. And I do believe we're dealing with interlocking Luciferian cults, including the military, including the Masons, including the Illuminati, et cetera, including the witches, et cetera. But basically, it's a huge market, and this is what they say in the article. They say, moreover, some types of neurotechnologies can affect mental health and provoke alterations in an individual's personality, psychological balance, or sense of self-identity, as neuromarketing strategies have already demonstrated. They get into the private sector. They can be successfully used to condition the forming of opinions, as well as influencing an individual's decision-making processes. That enables, to an unprecedented extent, behavioral manipulation of individuals by private actors, such as marketing engineers, we're talking about bioengineering here, or political campaigners. With the extensive commercialization of such technologies for personal uses, including during sleep, of course they can invade your dreams, the risk that such interference occurs even without the individual's consent or knowledge is high. So there's a great many TIs who do not know that they're being targeted, which I think is one of the premier reasons why we should be discussing this, to help those people recognize what is happening to them, because they are really, really quite defenseless, and their lives spiral downward very quickly. Pretty soon they're out on the street and then destroyed as homeless vagabonds. And very, very good people are turned into pathetic kind of ghosts of themselves as they become isolated from all their support systems. And all of it is a war. These is a hate crime.
Do we come up with a final summation about this, that they view Homo sapiens now as second rate and largely not needed? What they're doing is something that is tangentially connected to AI. I really do. I don't know how, but I think that they're using people to perfect AI control over the masses. And that's where it's going. I'm not talking necessarily about EMF radiation. I'm just talking in general terms about the idea that they're able, when someone is engaging in something 6 to 7 hours a day, to completely program and control that person through repetition, if nothing else.
Yes, and it's 24/7. They will often go shifts, 8-hour shifts, these TIs. And this is brought out very, very well by a TI from Massachusetts named Jeffrey Medore, who's a radio frequency expert, and who was actually able to communicate with his torturers, who were doing the V2K, the voice to skull, to him. And he would query them, and he learned a lot from them. He learned, for instance, that it was a spinoff company of Electric Boat, which is defense contractor, which is a subcontractor of General Dynamics that was doing his torturing. And they have all these, kind of front companies that do this. But they hire people, really, really sick people, to actually do the torturing online. Cyber terrorism, it's called, or cyber torture. In fact, this is what Milzer of the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Torture wrote a book about this. He was a college professor. He called it cyber terrorism or cyber torture. And Jeffrey Medore, I've got his videos transcribed on my website, among many, many other very, very brilliant TIs who have deconstructed this, you might say reverse engineered this program by being on the receiving end of these crimes. But of course, this has been going on almost as an arms race between Russia, China, and the United States for a long time. And to say that it's new is just wrong. And a lot of work has been done in the Soviet Union and then Russia.
Let's take it one step further. Is this in any way, all of this work, being designed to elevate, celebrate, if not calibrate, Homo sapiens to be what they want? This is all about, again, control. And I just don't see any other way to look at it. This is not elevating us. It's not celebrating us as the number one life form on the planet. It's not trying to bring this number one life form, formerly number one, into a better position of wisdom, oversight, and knowledge. We're being dumbed down. We're being taken off the game board. We're out. And I don't mean everybody, but I mean that's the general. It's all about control. And that when you disable somebody, you can control them. You do control them. Just my thought.
Absolutely, yeah. And Yuval Noah Harari, kind of the intellectual spokesman of the World Economic Forum, this guy at the Hebrew University who is a future historian, he's written a book called Homo Deus. So to them, humans 2.0
is
God-man. See, they will become gods.
Yep. They think. You're right. You nailed it. You're 100% correct.
Well, he's absolutely convinced. And, of course, all our tech bro, guys like Larry Ellison and Sam Altman and Peter Thiel and Eric Schmidt, all the tech bros who've been gifted with these very, very high DARPA technologies, like Palantir, who are using them against us, expect,
nonstop,
I'm sure,
right,
to be gods and to live forever. Right. And this is, in fact, what what Trump's son-in-law said with Jared Kushner. He was asked on TV by a reporter, well, what you been doing now that you're out of the White House, Jared? He said, well, I'm trying to keep in shape because, you know, a lot of people think my generation is the first that's going to live forever. And, you know, so there's this guy who's a he belongs to this Jewish cult which worships a dead rabbi, the Lubavitchers, the Chabad Lubavitchers, and he believes he's going to live forever. But, of course, that means that the rest of us are going to have to vacate the planet to give him and his tech bros all the room that they need, you know. But basically, they want to take a carbon-based life biosphere and turn it into a silicon-based biosphere. There is a name, lots of names for this. It's a United Nations Agenda 2030. Yeah. It's a Tikkun Olam, which is the mm-hmm. Jewish or Hebrew word mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. reinventing or fixing the world. It's also mm-hmm. known as Jewish Utopia. It's also known as the Fourth Industrial Revolution. It goes by many names, but this is what the elite plan. And these technologies are central to accomplishing this plan of elevating this elite to Godhead. And then the rest of us, of course, can be swept aside as a species that is no longer viable. They actually want to terraform the planet so they can have the silicon base. I mean, these people are stark, raving,
well, it's,
insane.
It suggests some kind of an agreement, a treaty with
demonic
an off-planet, an off-planet, a demonic or ET or both influence. It suggests they're working in collusion. Otherwise, there's no real reason to repost everything around silicon. We're not silicon. We're carbon units. Anyway, part of the war on carbon is code for the war on people. Don't forget that either.
Absolutely. We're carbon-based life forms, as is the rest of life on the planet, with just a couple exceptions at the bottom of the ocean that are sulfur-based. But going back to this article, I'm very good points. I mean, we're dealing, I think, with demonic... and we can look into the origins of the Illuminati, you know, which Tex Mars was so brilliant and persistent about exposing. The Bavarian Illuminati, 1776, the beginning of the reign of the House of the Rothschilds, the plan for world takeover by Adam Weishaupt, who was a crypto-Jew, also Jesuit professor of canon law, who organized the Illuminati, or this group of people who thought they were enlightened ones, on how to take over the world. And it is that plan, I believe, and Tex believes, which is being fulfilled as we speak. And, yeah, the demonic origins are quite obvious. These people are possessed of Satan. They're Satanists.
Oh, they are. Yes, they are. There is an evil on the planet, and I've pretty well come to the conclusion, personal conclusion, that one particular group is, by virtue of its radical difference in approach to all kinds of things we hold sacred and dear, one of the primary components of evil on the planet, in the galaxy, and perhaps in the universe. These people are not like us. They don't think like white people. They don't think by westernized people from any culture. They're different, and they're different in a very dangerous sense. And I'm just musing and putting this out for whatever it may be worth, not for Eric.
Yeah, exactly, Jeff. I really appreciate your comment. You know, it was a shock to me when I heard Mike Wallace, the reporter, in an interview say he wasn't a white man. He was a Jew. And
did say that, huh? You know, it's funny how they'll play white whenever it serves their purposes.
They regard themselves as not white, as Jewish, as a superior race. And they look at us as the inferior goyim, cattle, beasts. So if you're looking at the reason for all the fact that the Department of Homeland Security categorizes white males as the number one terrorist threat, it's coming from them.
Unfortunately, it often is. And that's not to say that everybody in that group is the same. They're not.
Right.
There's no uniformity like that. But the majority often dictates how the minority will act to go along with the majority. It's a very rigid dogma that they deal with. Eric, it's great to hear your voice again. Glad you're back and feeling better. We'll keep in touch and talk soon. Be safe out there.
Thank you very much. Okay. Godspeed. Good night.
Thank you. Good night. Professor Dr. Eric Carlstrom, very interesting man. Fascinating. All right, we'll be right back. Hold on.